It's bad enough willing on your own team to win the game in which it's directly involved. But add in the silent prayers Hereford fans were offering up in support of Salisbury, and it doubled the anguish. Things didn't start well at Chester.
Volley shot deflected and in! Chester score! Danny Carlton!
The pressure then was really on for Hereford, and they responded.
Artis with this corner, swings into the far post. Luke Graham is blocked. Smith has scored! Sam Smith puts Hereford in front. A toe poke from 6 yards out.
Things were to get even better for United before half-time at Chester.
Sinclair with the in-swinging corner. Glass on and in! Salisbury equalise! Salisbury equalise! Charlie Sheringham!
So, half-time, and as things stood, Hereford were safe. But there were still a lot of twists and turns to come, starting in the northwest.
Here's Rooney, edge of the box, then Rooney shoots and scores for Chester City.
A deep depression settled over Herefordshire as things went from bad to worse.
Mosley to Oileke, who scores in off the post. Is that the death knell for Hereford United?
United then were staring down the barrel. Now they had to score again themselves and then rely on Salisbury, for whom there was little riding on their match at Chester, to do them a major favour. The whole situation changed in a quite extraordinary few seconds.
Walker into the area. Can he cut it back? Oh, he's got it! Michael Rankin has put Hereford in front against his former side.
And simultaneously, Chester have conceded an equaliser to Salisbury. John White has headed Salisbury level. We've got 4 minutes to go and it's 2-2.
Nearly 800 have made the trip down to boost this crowd to just under 3,600. 772 to be precise, and they're all on their feet. Hereford have beaten Aldershot.
And there is the final whistle. It is Chester City 2, Salisbury City 2. Hereford, stay up.
United then was safe, and the calmest man in the recreation ground at Aldershot was the Bulls boss, Pete Beadle.
Everyone's played their part. You know, even like today, Dan's come off the bench. He hasn't played a big part in the last couple of weeks. He's come on and set up the goal. You know, they've all played a part in the way they've trained and the way they've gone about their business.
For United's Rob Purdy, this was his third spell with the club, and he knew just what this meant to the fans.
So we're the fans today, and it, you know, it just shows that this club can't go. You know, it's massive for the town, and it's so big to these supporters. There's so many hardcore supporters. You know, it's been a bad season, a very, very bad season on the pitch and off the pitch. But hopefully, at least for 24 hours, we've got something to celebrate.